up and try again.
Welcome. It's Thursday night, the late show on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I am your host. My name is Rob DeVore, otherwise known as a Bad Backcast. You can check out all my good goings on and maybe not so good goings on at yakangler.com or my website, which is abadbackcast.com. So check it out. Get on there. Get in there. Have fun with it, man. So, anyway, I'm here all by my lonesome tonight. On the heels of yet another epic trip to Mosquito Lagoon with the boys from Yak Angler and Kayak Fishing Radio. We had a great time, man, last weekend. And even though, you know, we didn't get on a whole bunch of fish, we still caught some everybody fish and we had fun, so I think that's what it's all about. So, you know, I had a blast. Anytime that I get to hang out with those guys is a good time, man. And I just wish that everybody lived closer to me, man. Redfish Chuck and Dee and Chip and all those folks, man. And I mean, you know, we had a great time. Ended up getting to Titusville about 3 o'clock in the morning. Got a quick nap. Got up at 5:30 to meet everybody. And stupid me forgot to get directions to the launch. So luckily, we did pick up a... found a bait store that was open there in Titusville. And it was awesome because, you know, they knew exactly where we were going. So kudos to everybody for showing up and having a good time. Aaron was there. There's Aaron from Orlando, man. Him and his girlfriend were there. We all had a good time. So I got the biggest fish of the weekend. Woohoo! And with a 18.5-inch trout. So it was a good time for me, and that's for sure. Then we fished till about 3 or so, and went out to dinner with Chip and the clone and Javier and Scott, and we had a went to this place called Dixie Crossroads there in Titusville, and if you get a chance out there, man, the place is awesome. I mean, they got rock shrimp, every kind of shrimp you can imagine. They got Forrest Gump shrimp out there, I'm sure. but it was awesome, man. This place is a great place to eat, a great place to socialize. We ran into Gene McElroy waiting in line for a table, man. And they were fishing a little bit south of us at Carr's Park. And they had about the same luck we did. We were on some trout and some ladyfish and things of that nature. But it's kind of a slow day out in the lagoon. But it was a lot of fun. Oh, man, I'm yawning already, so I can imagine you guys are probably sleeping. But anyway... yeah, so that you know, get a chance, go to Mosquito Lagoon, man. Get out there and go fishing, man. It's a great time out there. Did you know, I'm trying to kind of fumble my way through this. I was kind of expecting Chuck, but I don't see him, man. So maybe he's sleeping. I don't blame him. I would be too. but anyway, yeah, so Mosquito good. We were there Sunday. Got down there Sunday. Bunch of us went out. Had a blast. Still didn't get on a bunch of fish, but we found a pocket. Catching some trout and some ladyfish. And I got to tell you, it was a first for me. I caught my first bluefish. And I tell you what, man, I'm all geeked up about that. I've got bluefish fever now. I can only imagine what a big one like that would be like. I've never gotten a chance or the opportunity to fish on those. So I caught a 15-inch bluefish, and man, let me tell you, that thing, it pulled me off my anchor and pulled me over. My stakeout pole fell over. So those things are definitely. A handful, to say the least. And I got it up next to the kayak, and it, in true bluefish fashion, I found out that they do this all the time. It vomited its stomach contents so we could see how to match the hatch. So that was kind of cool. Man, those things have super sharp teeth too, man. So be careful handling them. But anyway, that's... We had a great time at the lagoon. You know, Chuck's always talking about these Yeti coolers and stuff. And let me tell you, that thing, it was getting a drink out of that thing at the end of the day. It was like, it was like getting, it was almost like being in a freezer. So definitely check out a Yeti cooler if you get a chance. I can tell you right now, those things are the bomb. Greg, what's happening, man?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
All right, man. Greg from New Hampshire on the phone. The Hammerhead from YakAngler.com. So, did it thaw out up there or what?
Oh, it's thawing, but it's not thawed out yet. Most of the lakes around my house still got ice shoreline to shoreline on them.
No kidding, really? It's in the middle of April, for heck's sake, man. Come on.
Yeah, welcome to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, get the ice fishing stuff out.
Yeah, we're heading down to Massachusetts this weekend and doing some fishing down there and hopefully getting to some pike and maybe some carp and stuff like that, so...
That's cool. Yeah, the pike up there, man, that was... Those are a lot of fun. And I got friends up in Vermont that they're fly fishing for pike aficionados, man. So those guys, I see the stuff that they catch, man, and they're, you know, looks like a 3-foot pike there, so on fly.
Yep.
So that's definitely a cool way to go up there. But, yeah, man, so, you know, it was a little bit slow in the lagoon, but we still had a blast. And, you know, I know you were there the week before we were, but it was still a lot of fun. Anytime we get together with all the Yak Angler folks and all the, you know, the radio show folks and stuff, it's always a good time, man. Now, I know that we were, I'm not sure exactly on the map where the no motor zone is, but we did middle of the lagoon on Saturday and south lagoon on Sunday. We went out of bio lab there. So that was a blast, man. Some of the greatest things that, you know, the lagoon is a great place to fish, man. And I tell you what, I get spoiled every time I go there because, it's even though we have good fishing around here in my area, around Clearwater, it's not quite as special as it is over there, man. That's just it's a beautiful fishery, crystal clear water, and, you know, best thing to do is, best way to fish Mosquito Lagoon is with a kayak. So if you're in that area, you know, and I was amazed when we stopped at the bait store and we were kind of, that was like our meetup place, a couple of the people in our group had to get some shrimp, you know, because it's a confidence thing. But we were out there, and it was, you know, I was amazed at the amount of kayaks that were out there on the water, you know. I saw way more kayaks at the bait store than I did boats, and so that's a good thing to see, man. Did you happen to stop at that store there, the one right before the bridge there, Greg? When you were down there last week?
Not last week, but the weekend after the boondoggle, I went out there and went out there and fished it myself and stopped in there and picked up some of those chicken on a chains.
Oh yeah,
that works so well up in Jacksonville.
And, yeah.
Took him out, and I launched from where you guys launched from, Beacon 42 or wherever it was.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, went out there by myself, and I didn't have a great day. I caught a ton of little trout and redfish, one small redfish that day. But, you know, any day out on that lagoon, it's just so beautiful and, you know, quiet, and, you know, you just can't beat that.
Yeah, I know. It was beautiful. It was funny, on the way out, there was a bunch of people standing on the side of the road looking, you know, taking pictures in the canal. There's like the lagoon's on the left as you're going south, and there's a swampy canal thing on the other side. They're out there out of their cars taking pictures, and there was an alligator, probably about an 8-footer, was eating on a big old bloated, looked like a wild hog or something. It was pretty nasty. But, yeah, man, we saw an alligator feeding on something, some sort of fish or something, right there close to where we launched from on Sunday. So that was that was something to see. You know, you don't see that all the time. It's kind of cool. You're sitting there, standing up on the bank, and there's an alligator about, you know, 80 yards away eating something, and behind him, there's, you know, the skyline is the space shuttle up on the, you know, it's just so odd. You know, you have NASA and the space shuttle and everything right there in the middle of this beautiful, pristine wilderness, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. So,
yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, the day I went out there with Dee the week before in the no motor zone, we got a quick glimpse of the manatee as it disappeared. Saw a gator, and then had a dolphin swimming around, chomping on some trout. You know,
yeah, man.
A couple hours of each other.
It's I tell you, those manatees scare me to death, man. It's just, you know, you'll be out there in the kayak and it'll be all nice and quiet and it's, you know, peaceful and you're all chilled out and everything, and then all of a sudden that thing, you know, one of those will surface within, you know, 20 feet of you, and I swear, every time they do that and they make that noise blowing out their blowhole, I get kind of, it just freaks me out, you know, it kind of startles me.
Yeah, no, we didn't, I didn't get the blowhole that I think it was sitting on the surface as we were paddling from our launch, and it was still dark, and saw us and just sort of flipped, and I got to see the tail end as it disappeared real quick.
Yeah, those are cool, man.
You wouldn't
think that it would be deep enough for a manatee in the lagoon, you know, because most of it's pretty shallow. But, you know, that place is definitely, it's beautiful. And, you know, the place where Chuck took us on Sunday, you know, we were, went out and there was like a little kind of a hump out there in the middle of nowhere, and he thought that the Reds would be there, and they were, but they were there was a line of boats out there that were on them, so we couldn't just kind of sneak in there and push them out of the way, so we had to go elsewhere. But I was glad that we were there, and I'm glad that we, you know, we probably caught more fish on Sunday than we did on Saturday, so it was fun. But the lure of the weekend for me was that Miradine XL. That thing is that was a nice lure to use. It was kind of hard to find places to fish it because you know, it was so shallow. A lot of the places we were in were, you know, a foot deep, so that one wouldn't work there. But you know, I was you know, using a, you know, I tried different things and different kinds of jigs and you know, DOA shrimp and stuff like that, but no luck on that stuff. But once we got onto some deeper flats, that's where we were kind of finding some fish here and there on Saturday. So it was it was great, man. So what do you got going on up there, Greg? You got any? You going fishing this weekend, or you still? How about your river, man? Is the river river clear?
Yeah. Well, the New England club that I'm a part of up here is having they call it their spring thing, and it's just a little get together. They call it a tournament. Whoever catches the biggest fish, any species, gets the bragging rights for the year and gets to pick the spot for next year. And, you know, we're going to the Concord River, and a couple of guys that went out there last weekend to sort of test it out, make sure there was enough parking for everybody, is they were catching pike in the 20-inch range and carp in the 24-inch range. And with the sort of had a warm spell this week, so we're hoping maybe even the bass will wake up and start moving some.
Yeah, that's awesome. You got to get out there and get fishing, man. I'm telling you, you got to, you know, we're kind of trying to plan our next Yak Angler radio show, you know, get together. And we're kind of, you know, tossing some stuff around. You know, Chip has been talking about doing something up, you know, around Savannah or something like that. You know, not too far, and you know, we were kind of thinking of some, maybe the Panhandle or you know, Cedar Key or something like that. So you know, we're still throwing some ideas around. I'm trying to get everybody down here and do some night fishing with me, because
that was fun.
Yeah, man, anytime, come on down. You know, any of the Yak Angler folks are more than welcome to come down and go night fishing with me, you know. Just make sure you bring your lights with you and your headlamp. Don't be like me, man. Last time, a couple of weeks ago when I was night fishing, I totally forgot my headlamp. So it was a lot of fun tying knots in the dark and stuff. But I'm telling you, you know that it's a great fishery down here, man. That the night fishing, I've never had a bad night fishing down here. So you know, next time you're down here, Greg, get you a kayak. You know, I'm trying to think of where I could. I was trying to think of that the other day. I was thinking, man, if that guy comes down here, he doesn't want to rent a kayak. We'll find you one, man. So. You know, borrow one from one of my buddies or something like that. So we'll get out there and we'll get you out there to be fishing, man. And it's not, you don't have to paddle, you know, 14 miles to get there or anything like that. It's a pretty short paddle. And, you know, all you need is an anchor and some lights and you're good. So, yeah, man. Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, you fish the dock lights, you know, and, When you cast up there about three or four times and you don't get a fish, time to move to the next dock. So that's the whole story with that, man. I'm really excited about it, and we'll. Well, looks like Jason Self is here. How you doing, Jason? Welcome to the chat room. And I know that guy from somewhere. Sorry, Greg. I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. I'm not good at that.
Yeah, I can't do it either, so.
Yeah, so anyway, this weekend I'm supposed to go out Saturday night, hit the dock lights, see what's going on, as long as the weather holds. You know, it's supposed to be kind of windy and kind of threatening the thunderstorm, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
But anyway, Redfish Chuck gave me some lures, and I can't remember, Reaction Innovations or something like that. And these things, they're quite humorous. So if you ever get a chance to check out Reaction Innovations, check them out, man. They look like some pretty neat, decent baits, though. You know, the soft plastic paddle tails, you know, a little bit bigger around than your normal ones and a little bit longer. So definitely check those out. I didn't get a chance to use them yet, but you get around some finger mullet, those things will fit right in. Kind of a gold color to them, a little bit of a sparkle to it. I thought, man, that thing will, the redfish and the trout will go crazy over that thing, man. So,
that's the hope, anyway.
So anyway, that's what I've got going on, and so far we're gonna, you know, we're still in the planning stages and everything. Check 1, 2, you got me? Are we back? Okay. Pardon the technical interruptions. Looks like my Skype decided it hated my show as much as everybody else does. So, okay, I'm back. Looks like we're back. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Awesome. Okay. Hold on a second. See what is, Okay. Good. I'm still here. Yay! God, you know, I hate that when Skype just up and quits on me like that, man. It's just, out of nowhere. It just, it'll just, you know, right in the middle of a conversation, and all of a sudden, you know, you'll hear that zoop. And this time it just closed down for good. I don't understand what happened, man. Okay, here, I got somebody else here. Area code 603, who do we got here?
It's Greg. My cell phone died on top of your technical problems.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know, you know that when you got a... you know, when you got somebody on the phone, at least maybe they'll take the cue and take over for you for a minute, man. You know, but no, that was that's terrible, man. The technical difficulties sometimes, man. I remember not so long ago it quit on me, and I couldn't get it back for about 5 minutes, and I came back and Chuck was still talking. You know, so oh man, I don't want to do that when. You know, when you got like a guest on there or something. Wow. So anyway, so I'm, hold on a second. I'm still having issues here. Am I cutting out? Because it sounds like I'm cutting out.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Just trying to fine tune something here. God, this reminds me of the Chip's show when he had when the first time he switched over to Blog Talk Radio from Talk Show, and everything was echoing on him. It was it was looping on him. He would start the intro and then it would start over again, and then it would start over. It was just it was awful. So we're definitely, you know, you have your technical issues. I'm sure there'll be shows when I have technical problems and everything. So just bear with me, man. That's what makes it fun. Okay, Jason, who is this dude on here? He's putting a YouTube video out here for us. And
I just brought it up. It's
Some
pretty insane stuff.
Yeah? What is it?
Guy traveling through Africa.
Oh, fishing?
Yeah, fishing, serious surf, GTs and Spanish mackerel.
Oh, nice.
Like a 7-minute video, so.
Oh, you got to get, I'll watch that later, yeah. That, yeah, definitely, man. Those GTs, you got to get on some of those, man. Those just look like nothing but fun. You know, they look like they're related to jacks. And, you know, any kind of jack is going to, you know, try to spool you. Any chance it's going to get. So, and they get big, too. So, I remember watching that Hunt for Big Fish with that Larry Dahlberg show.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that. And, I mean, that was just absolutely insane, man. I mean, he had probably a 4 or 6,000, you know, size spinning reel there, and it was it spooled him. There was nothing left, man. I mean, in sitting there, broke off probably about 3 or 4 rigs on him, and he finally got one.
Yeah.
So he's you know, those things are definitely nothing to screw around with. Definitely bring the big pound test on that stuff.
Yeah, those things are freight trains when they start running.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what it's all about, though, man. I mean, you want to go out there, you don't, you know, I appreciate people catching, you know, panfish and crappie fishing and stuff like that. But, man, you really want to get out there and test your gear. Go go after something like that, man. Or the offshore fish, man. Those things will, in a kayak, those offshore fish will definitely test your limits. And I'm trying to get Chuck to take me out there sometime, man. I've, you know, never been offshore fishing in a kayak. Do a mothership trip out there sometime or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because down in Florida, you got to go pretty far offshore to get to some of that stuff, don't you?
On the West Coast, you do, yeah. But, you know, definitely, you know, when you're, you know, on the East Coast, you can get, you know, some places, especially down by Miami and West Palm and places like that, you can get off, get into the Gulf Stream or, you know, whatever that big current, deep water current is out there. You can get out there pretty quick.
Okay.
So, you know, actually, I think, you know, you can still see the Miami, West Palm, you know, skyline down there from... You know, you're out there catching marlin, and that's in the background, so it's not too far.
That's not bad. Can
Jason,
for a couple miles, no problem.
Yeah. No, you don't want to. Wouldn't recommend trying to paddle out to it, but if you're crazy enough, you might be able to. So, anyway, Jason is there, and he fishes off of a lot of oil rigs, man. So I think that's pretty cool, man. The guys, the Kayak Wars guys out in Texas were talking about that, about how they go out there and paddle out to the offshore oil rigs and are catching shark and, you know, cobia and whatever else you can find out there. Man, I'm telling you, Greg, you got to get into some of this big stuff sometime. Those things will tow you around in a kayak.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and that's definitely. Huh?
I look forward to that. And this summer, you know, the ultimate goal is to catch a 40 or 50 pound striper and see what that'll do to me.
Yeah. Now, do you get that in your neck of the woods, or do you got to go further south?
Oh, no, they go all the way up to Maine.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
So, you know, everywhere from, you know, they spend winters down in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Chesapeake area. And
yeah.
Then after spawning, they head up north, you know, and they migrate all the way up to Maine. And then around August, September, they turn around and go back down.
Yeah. I've never been fortunate enough to get on any of those big stripers like that, so that's definitely on the bucket list of things to do.
Yeah. So my goal this year, I'm going to try to fish in 3 or 4 striper tournaments, starting with Jamaica Bay this year, and see what I can pick up.
Now, what do you use for lures on something like that?
Well, the most productive lure or rig that's going around right now is trolling a tube and worm setup, which you can Google and look at. It's a piece of surgical tubing with some swivels and spinner blades, and everyone has their own, you know,
your own variation of it. Yeah,
and then you put a worm on the back of it, a blood worm, which, you know, my guess is it adds scent to it.
Yeah,
and you know you drag it around and troll with it. And last year, I know the guy that won the J Bay tournament, and that's how he picked up the winning fish. You know,
that's awesome. You know, I know in the Kayak Kevin DVDs they were fishing with eels, you know,
yep.
Live eels. So and you know they talk about those being in this area, but you know the eels. I've only caught one once in the whole time I've been fishing. Probably about 15 years ago, I caught one down off the Skyway. You know, fishing with squid. Yeehaw. you know, used to do a lot of night fishing down there off the Skyway and pulled one of those up, and I'd never seen one before, and I was like, man, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Slime balls. We, you know, the eels are extremely productive, too. You know, they're another great live bait. You know, you can troll them around. You know, truthfully, I haven't done a lot of eel fishing, but from what I heard, the hardest thing is, you know, keeping the eels fresh and, you know, alive for lengths of time out on the kayak.
Oh, yeah.
They basically slime up and they suffocate themselves.
Ah, no kidding. No kidding. I didn't know that. Now, do you keep them, you know, like off the side of your kayak, like in a flow troll or something like that? So it keeps changing the water out?
Yeah, no, most of the guys have a setup and they actually keep them dry, like between wet towels and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So not something that I've looked at but never really gotten into because... finding them is sometimes hard too.
Yeah,
not a regular bait shop item, and most of the time when I go out, I don't have enough time planning. It's a last minute thing because I have to drive about 2 hours to get to the salt water.
Ah,
you know and I like fishing artificials too. I like you know, soft plastics and top water plugs are, you know, my favorite baits to go after things with.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorites is around here in shallow water and stuff like that is use that the chug bug, man, the storm chug bug. Love that thing. It's just a cup-faced, you know, a cup face topwater lure, man. It's kind of smaller, but it's not as big as the some of the other stuff, you know, like the spooks and the top dogs and things like that, you know, from the mirror lures. So I don't know. I think sometimes that, you know, a big, huge bait like that might scare a fish, you know. So that's why I kind of, you know, the top dog or the yeah, top dog. I love top dogs actually, but the chug bug is probably one of my favorites because it's just you know, it makes a lot of noise splashing around, and you know, a lot of times you know, it triggers the fish up. But I'm telling you, you got to get a hold of it. Next time you're down here, we'll get you up on some of those Miradine XLs, man, because those are definitely a good bait. And you know how I'm always going around with the DOA shrimp and stuff, which I love. But, you know, on one rod it's a DOA shrimp, the other rod is a Miradine XL, man. So that's a great bait to use for anything. You know, on the flats especially, you know, when you're in 3 feet of water and that thing suspends down to about 14, 15 inches, that's a great bait to use, man. You can fish it slow, you can fish it fast. Love that thing. That thing was working for me over the weekend, man.
Mm.
So, anyway, that's, you know, I'm on, now, have you submitted anything to the new photo contest on Yak Angler there?
No, I don't really have. I tried taking a extreme close up of my mini trout that I caught with D, and just the camera didn't focus too well.
Yeah, so well, put it on macro, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you know anybody around there, if you're register on yakangler.com, there's a close up. Photo contest going on for the month of April, and it's a close-up. Now, I'm not sure if it has to be a fish or not. If it can be something else, if it could be, you know, a close-up of your kayak, or a you know, a close-up of you know, a piece of gear, something like that. So. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the rules here, trying to figure out. Oh, it's a fish. Okay. It's definitely a fish. So, you know, get your cameras out. Put it on macro when you catch a fish. Take a picture. Submit it to the to yakangler.com. You can win stuff. So the first prize, all right. First prize is a Norton Bass Norton Brass Rattler Fish Grip, and oh wait, is that a, oh, those are two separate things, I'm sorry. Oh, it is a fish grip, okay.
Yep.
My bad. And an assorted lures pack and a Yak Angler sticker, Yak Angler contest winner badge for your profile on Yak Angler. So that's great. You know, get in there and definitely get registered and submit your close-up pictures on Yak Angler. So what else is going on in the goings-on there, man? Help me out here, Greg. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, just getting ready for the season, going through... you know, you guys have been, I've been fishing down in Florida a little bit, have some of my reels and stuff prepped for the year, but just going through all the equipment, doing all the checks, charging batteries, making sure my VHF radio works.
That's a good way to be.
All those checks.
Yeah, that's a good way to be. You know, no, you gotta do that kind of stuff, man, and especially up there. Now, let me ask you this: your X Factor that you use, does that, do you use that center console as a live well?
That the center hatch that I use, that's where I keep most of my go-to lures in there.
Yeah.
Rather than behind me, I normally have a selection of one of those tackle binders with soft plastics in it.
Yeah, yeah. Older. I've used those before.
You know, and then I normally have another small tackle box with jig heads, hooks, that sort of terminal hardware, and then, you know, another small one with the selection of topwaters and spoons.
Yeah.
And you keep
all that in the center, in the center hatch there?
And then, you know, the rest of the stuff that, you know, isn't on the, you know, the top five list sits back in the crate or in the hatch behind the seat if I had the cooler in the back or something like that.
Yeah. Now, you know, on my Stealth, I have that center hatch live well thing. I don't ever use it as a live well, though, because I don't like to use bait. But I do the same thing, man. I put all my stuff in there, in the center hatch. And, you know, I was kind of looking at, you know, Aaron and his girlfriend had an X13. And, you know, that I love that about the Malibus is that they all have that center hatch, you know, right there where you can put all of your gear in it. And you're good to go. Everything's within arm's reach, you know.
Yeah.
And it's only, you know, on mine anyway, on the Stealth. Now, I know yours probably has the four-point lockdowns on it, but mine only has one, you know, and it's real easy to open and close and get to your stuff. And, you know, and I tell you, I couldn't imagine having to reach behind me the whole time. You know, when at the lagoon, I tried out, Scott brought his Ocean Kayak Prowler 13, and it's a nice boat. If you've ever had a chance to try one of those, it's not bad.
Actually, I own one. That was my first kayak.
Yeah, it's a...
I fished on it for 2 years, and the only downfall for me was the fact that I was too big for it.
Yeah.
It worked great when I had the scupper plugs in it, but as soon as I pulled the scupper plugs out, it was a bathtub.
No kidding.
Was, you know, it just, you know, filled up with water. You know, I'd have 2-3 inches of water in, you know, where your feet are.
Yeah.
You know, that was my fault. I, you know, went out, I was going to buy a kayak, I saw this great deal, and I thought I was buying a big game. You know, messed up. You know, I went to a bunch of different stores, and I bought the one I bought was the full Ocean Kayak Angler setup that came with the fish finder, the paddle, everything fully rigged.
Wow.
You know, which was, you know, I'd seen them for, you know, between $1,700
and $1,900. Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, I saw this one for $900, so jumped all over it. And instead of being a big game, and you know, being too new to really know what the difference was, it was just the Prowler 13. But it worked great for me for 2 years, and until I really wanted to go out and start playing in the salt water, I had no problems with it.
Yeah, you know, now, I thought that was that's my first time ever fishing out of another kayak. Now, I have paddled other boats before, but I'm telling you, man, what I noticed about that thing was the primary stability was really kind of tippy. I mean, it's a nice boat. It handled well in the slop. Actually, I was quite surprised at how well it handled in that sloppy weather that we were in on, you know, the windy kind of choppy stuff that we were in on Saturday. And I'm really surprised, man, you know, how well that handled, because it seems like it's a lot lower to the water than mine is. And I tell you, I was completely dry when I got out of that thing, because I'd be soaked if I was in the Malibu. You know, so it's definitely a little bit of a drier ride, and it seems to, you know, attract well and everything. But the only thing I really didn't like about it was it didn't have, you know, I had to keep reaching behind me every time I wanted to get something, and I wasn't too thrilled with that. So,
yeah.
You know, that's one thing I love about the Malibus is they have that center console there. You know, but once again, there's no perfect kayak, so you go with what you like and what works for you, man. But it wasn't a bad boat. I would consider, if I could get a good deal on it or something, I would consider an Ocean.
Yeah, it's, you know, I enjoyed mine, and now my son is paddling it, and, you know, it's great for him, because it's the other thing for him, especially for people that are smaller, is it's a very narrow kayak.
Yeah, what's that? What is that, about 29, I think?
I think it's only 28.
28 wide, really?
Yeah, I was at a show last weekend when I picked up two new kayaks for my youngest son and my wife. And, you know, we're trying to buy a kayak for a 6-year-old going on a 7-year-old. And all the smaller kayaks, like the Mini X, a lot of the Ocean kayaks and stuff, to get the flotation, they're all 30 to, you know, the Mini X is 33 inches wide. It's the same width as my X Factor.
Yeah.
And there was just no way for, you know, a kid to paddle it.
Right. Well, so I saw that you added to the fleet there, and you got a Feel Free Moken, or I'm sorry, what was it?
I forget, but now.
Yeah, it's okay. But same thing as a Moken. I know Feel Free makes it, and
yep.
And
it's a Move, they call it.
Okay, Feel Free Move. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because Mark had one of those. Yak Sushi had one of those, and he was testing that thing out on the rivers, and it was a Moken 10, I think, and that's a kind of a cool kayak, because it does have it has a little wheel in the stern there that you can kind of wheel it without having to drag it. You know, if you're on a sidewalk or in your driveway or something like that, you know, that seems like it would come in handy.
Yeah, it's you know, the one we picked up, It's a fairly light. I don't know what it weighs, but, you know, even the 6-year-old with the wheel in the back can, you know, pick up the front, you know, and drag it, you know, from, you know, where we took it off the truck to where we store the kayaks in the back.
Oh, good.
You know, so he's happy because, you know, he feels like it's all his. He doesn't have to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, he can do it himself, and... You know, that one that we bought, you know, once again, only has like a 28-inch beam on it, and it's only, I think, 8.8 feet long or something like that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good for a kid,
yeah,
you know,
and
then when he outgrows it, then you can, you know, get him something else. But, you know, for a kid, I think that's a great, you know, that's a good size for a kayak, you know. I never thought about the, you know, that a little kid, you know, you throw him in a Mini X and he's good. Well, I didn't think about it being too wide.
Yeah. You know, my older son paddled Chip's Mini X down in Florida. And he didn't have a problem with it. But my 10-year-old is also, you know, has extremely long arms and is a head taller than every other kid in his class.
Ah, you know, rub some dirt on it.
Exactly.
No, that's a, you know, just give him a longer paddle.
Yeah. It works.
I'm kidding. That's cool. So do you primarily fish lakes or rivers or what with that thing?
Well, most of the time up where I'm at, I'm mostly fishing ponds and lakes.
Yeah.
You know, because I can go out my door and hit five different, you know, ponds or lakes and, you know, have plenty of fun fishing, catch some nice bass, pickerel, stuff like that, and, you know, I don't have to drive more than 5 minutes to get there. So you can't beat that.
Yeah.
For longer trips, I'm trying to go out to the salt more regularly. We'll see what gas prices do to that this summer.
Oh, God, I know, man. I don't know about you guys, but down here it's like $3.80 a gallon, I believe, now. Last time I looked.
Yeah, we're hovering about $3.50 right now, and not looking forward because I got for most of the places that I'd want to launch, it's probably 70 miles, you know, so, and it's not a direct route, and half the roads are two-lane highways, so it's about a two-hour trip for me.
Yeah. Okay, here, I just looked it up, the beam on that Prowler 13 is 29.5 wide. So that's not too bad. It's a lot, you know, it's weird, man. It's like, you know, it just felt like so much thinner to me than mine.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like, you know, and it definitely, anytime I turned around to grab something out of the back, it felt like it was going to go over on me, you know, if I wasn't careful. And it's like, with the Stealth, it's just like I can do anything on that thing and not feel like it's going to go over.
Yeah.
It's very, very stable. What's that?
The X Factor, when I first got that and was checking out the stability for it, I put the 10-year-old in the tank well and the 6-year-old up on the gator hatch.
Yeah.
You know, and they tried log rolling me and couldn't get me off the thing.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Definitely. So, you got to do a review on that thing?
Oh, yeah, I probably should do one. I've been paddling it almost a year now.
Probably should sit
down and write some thoughts down on it.
Yeah, it's definitely time.
You know, it's a good, solid kayak. It can, I don't feel bad referring to it as a battleship, but it can handle rough water, but it also, you know, holds my weight and floats me, in 3 inches of water or so. I don't need a whole lot.
Yeah.
We were dragging the kayaks back from during the boondoggle that first day. I was getting just as far as Tucker Harley, and Harley was in that ultimate. You know, he wasn't getting much farther up on the sandbars before we got out than me.
Now, so let me ask you this. Did compare it to D's, native 14.
They're so different, it's almost hard to compare.
Yeah.
The Malibu tracks as far as the wind and in rough water, so much better. However, the native, the ultimate, the glide on it, you know, if you're trying to coast up to a fish, you can take a couple paddles and that will go forever.
Okay.
I had set myself up, never did a whole lot of anchoring. Most of the time I like to drift, and the first couple drifts that I tried to set up, you know, where you just sort of paddle and, you know, instead of fan casting, you can just cast straight as you keep going down, searching for stuff. just totally overshot and missed several holes that I wanted to hit because the thing was moving so fast.
There's no brakes on those things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the Malibu, you know, definitely has more drag on it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's one thing I noticed about it, you know, being around so many different kayaks there recently, is that it's definitely not going to win any speed races.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a good all-around kayak. I mean, everybody can find something wrong with their kayak, something that they love about it and something that they hate about it, and that's just part of it, man. The important thing is that you got to find something that's right for you, man. And the features that you like on each, you know, kayak, you know, is what it's going to look forward to, and that's what you're buying it for, you know. So if you're out there and you're going to spend, you know, $900 or $1,000 on a kayak, you know, you definitely want it to have the features on it that you like and the features that you want it to, you know, that you want to be able to, that you want it to come with. So, you know, that's the way to go. Sorry, my dog's dreaming and she's barking. Nothing like my co-host snoring on me in the middle of a show, huh? But anyway, well, we're getting here to the end of our hour, so good luck this weekend, Greg, with your
you too.
Fishing trip there. Oh yeah, man, I always have a good time fishing at night. I always seem to do well.
Yeah, get to see some of those. Gonna actually get one that measures up 20 inches this time, or?
Well, it's weird that you say that because this coast, even though we do get them like that, I hope. I mean, I want to, but they don't get that big over here. You know, everything on D and Chuck's side on the East Coast there, those are all, you know, they get the trout get big over there for some reason.
Yeah,
you know. Now, a couple of weeks ago, last time I was out night fishing, I did see a pretty decent-sized trout that was probably in the 25-inch range, I'm guessing. And that thing, let me tell you, they don't get that big being stupid. So,
yeah, I hooked up one with the it was stupid enough. It did the same lure twice. But, you know, I hooked up on the thing. It had to be, you know, well, it's a fish story now, so we'll say 30 inches, but it was probably more like 24. And, you know, I must have looked like a total fool the way I was reeling that thing in.
Why?
Oh, I was just cranking and cranking and cranking, and the drag wasn't set right.
Well, you know,
way too excited, and
yeah, and they definitely, the bigger trout definitely think they're a lot bigger on that coast, because I caught that 18-incher over the weekend, and it definitely felt like I thought I had a bigger fish on at first.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah. I mean, over here, it's just nothing but fun, man, at night. You know, and I can't say I've ever had a bad night fishing out there. I've never gotten skunked or not found fish or something like that. It's awesome. Oh, cool. Jason Selfie's doing a surf launch shoot for Kayak Angler magazine this weekend. Yeah,
oh,
Carnage
cool.
Shot. It says it's going to be, the waves are 16 feet. Wow. That's something. Can you imagine trying to launch a kayak in 16 feet?
No, I tried the other year in like 4 foot, and that was enough for me.
Man, and I, Those West Coaster guys up in the Pac Northwest, they're crazy. Isaac and stuff up there, they're just nuts because they, you know, I'm complaining about, you know, little, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 foot waves, you know, while I'm out on a flat, and they're like talking about, you know, oh, Isaac's going, oh yeah, you know, 8 feet surf launch, no big deal.
Yeah.
I'd see an 8 feet, you know, pull up to the put in, and I see 8 feet, and I'm like, I'm going home. See ya. So anyway, we're at the end of our hour, and I will it's been a good time, man. Thank you for calling in, Greg. And you know, Greg the Hammerhead from yakangler.com from New Hampshire up there, doing some New England fishing this weekend, man.
Hopefully we'll catch something.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to get out of here because I'm tired and I'm slipping. And good luck this weekend. And, you know, you taking your kids with you this weekend too?
No, the water's still cold. The water's going to be like low 40s. And
ouch.
So it's dry suit and or waders and a dry top. And they're not prepared for that, so they'll be waiting a few more weeks till the water gets up above 50, and then we'll take them out.
Okay. Well, cool. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here, so you guys have a good weekend, and I'll see you next Thursday. And check it out. Check out yakangler.com. Check out my blog, badbackcast.com. And what's your blog there, Greg? I know that you just started one not too long ago.
Yakfish.net.
Yakfish.net. There you go. You can check out. Greg's got actually a really good post on there for all you Malibu owners about how to fix the gator hatch problem on the front of your kayak there. So go ahead and check that out. If you're getting water in through your gator hatch, he's got a good fix for you.
Yep.
So there you go, man. And that's it. And I'm out of here. Good night, Greg. Have a nice weekend. Good luck this weekend, man.
Good night. Good luck. And keep your lines tight.
All right. See you later.
Yep.
All right, man. Greg Crisp, the Hammerhead from yakangler.com. So anyway, you folks have a good weekend. Jason Self, Aaron, all you folks on the chat in the chat room there. And I will... definitely, I'll see you guys next week. So have a good weekend, guys. Take your kid fishing. Later.